This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To discipline your desire, I'm Doug Steffen, desirous of having the help of Jennifer Horn, who's here on the DJB program, and Kara Schilling, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm a big fan of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Do you know that book?
I don't know that book. Maybe I should. Maybe that's book. My problem.
Yeah, no, read the book. Think and Grow Rich. Hill identifies desire as the starting point of all achievement. And that means desire to succeed. Some outcome, personal goal, whatever you have. And I'm finding myself at my stage of life just kind of coming around. As I've read this book, been taking it apart for years. It is something that a lot of successful business people have used as a guide for success, that Dale Carnegie, things like that. We all have desires. You've got them. I've got them. But it's understanding which ones to follow if you're interested in your long-term success and happiness, because we do have desires. Sometimes the desire to go out and party, for example, doesn't always, for the most part, usually, in fact, doesn't end well. Choose the right thing to follow. Choose the right thing to use your discipline on. That's kind of what I would suggest. I think we've all done that. I have here with this program, I've decided I want to keep it chugging along as long as I possibly can because I enjoy it. People love listening to it. Jennifer and Kara and Victoria have a good time doing it, and it's a way of, it's a means to an end, if you will. Different means. Some people would look at this or any job as just a way to make money so they can have their fun. But I suggest to you that if you don't spend as much time having a good time at work as you do having a good time out of work, then something's wrong. Not every moment at work is going to be pleasant or positive, but if you can't spend 8-10 hours a day doing something that you really like, you better pack it in, no matter what. If I need a job,
that's
yeah,
your
okay.
Official, that's your official advice, pack it in.
Yes, pack it in if you don't like it, and find something better to do. All right, okay. So there we have a little philosophical bent from Uncle Dougie. Now, Jennifer, you can take over with your trending story of the hour.
Well, you know, the trending story of the hour has to do with scams. There are a lot of scams out there. I've been getting a call from a number that says that the that there was a mistake on my taxes and the IRS is coming to arrest me because of my failure to respond. I've been getting that one for a while, that there's a lawsuit, legal action filed against me. Kind of crazy. The latest scam, however, involves Bruce Springsteen. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So a woman who said that she lost more than $10,000 after falling victim to someone who used a pretty brilliant disguise, this person was impersonating Bruce Springsteen online. And according to the Federal Trade Commission, this is not unusual. They say in similar imposter scams have caused people to lose. Are you ready for this? $328 million throughout the year of 2017. Ooh. So in last year, 328 million people were scammed online by someone pretending to be a celebrity. This woman says, her name is Mary, that's how she wants to be identified, and she said that she sent him iTunes gift cards. She's sending this to Bruce Springsteen now. Maybe $400, $500, $600, she said, little by little, every week. She says that the ruse started after she commented on a Bruce Springsteen Facebook page, and someone messaged her back claiming to be the real Bruce. They swapped messages and pictures for a year. The tone obviously became flirty, the woman said. Then the fake Bruce Springsteen told the woman he was getting a divorce and his wife was holding his bank accounts hostage and he needed cash. So this woman says, in addition to sending over iTunes gift cards, she also sent $11,500 through MoneyGram, Western Union, and a cashier's check to someone in Dubai. The fake Bruce reportedly pleaded to her in a text message that his stash of gold was stranded in a Middle Eastern city.
Who the hell believes this stuff?
That he needed help in getting back to the streets of Philadelphia.
Who believes this stuff? My
there
God.
There are dopes among us. You've seen them. You drive next to them. She said, and this is a woman who told CBS Chicago, she said, my mind was so brainwashed or something. So she asked, how much money? She said she was vulnerable at the time, but it hurt. She said she feels really stupid. The real Bruce is worth $500 million. He isn't going through a divorce. He doesn't have a trouble with the stash of gold that's being hidden from him in the Middle East. But this is not unusual. $378 million is this new scam. And apparently they're not...
$370 million has been ripped off from people?
Yeah, that's what I just said. $378 million just in 2017. Just last year. One in five people have reported an imposter scam, and they've lost money.
All right, I'm doing something wrong here. I got to start... We're going to set up the Doug Steffen Fund.
It happened to me. You know, I was at a Trace Adkins concert this summer. And I think I was taking Instagram, and I said, at Trace Adkins, I tagged him. Someone picked up that tag and wrote to me from another Trace Adkins page and said, hey, it was really nice seeing you at my show. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Trace. And I deleted it. But most people are not like that, I guess. Most people would just believe it or want to believe
Gullible.
It.
Who do you think I would be the best at impersonating? Because I'm trying to bring in a little extra cash on the side as well. And I could use, $300 million.
Okay, I think you should actually, you should be a boy, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, thanks.
Because if you're a boy that is talking to women like women want to be talked to.
Are women much easier to dupe if there's a cute
guy
talking to them?
Well, it's just that if, you call someone as Harry Styles, you know what you want Harry Styles to tell you. If you tell the same thing to the women, they'll be throwing cash at you. Yeah. Please.
Good idea. I'll be on it.
Thanks. See?
All right,
you'll
we'll
hear
about
right me in away. The news in a few weeks.
I look at Kara's Facebook page and see what's going on there. 14 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master. What? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus. Football's next-gen helmet maker is looking to the NHL. Last year, we told you about Visus, a Seattle-based company that introduced a football helmet designed to reduce concussions. The helmet deforms, similar to a car bumper in an accident, slowing the impact force before it reaches the head. The 0-1 helmet has been a huge success for football. NFL testing this summer placed the helmet number one among 34 models. It was also rated one of Time Magazine's 25 best inventions last year. And now Visus is looking at hockey. This past summer, Visus made a presentation to the NHL and NHLPA Concussion Subcommittee. Interested in the future of player safety? You can check out the 0-1 helmet at visus.com. That's V-I-C-I-S.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
16 after the hour, it is the DJV program. So, Jennifer, with regard to the handling of Dr. Ford and the handling of Anita Hill, there are a lot of people who have been shaking around this past week or two as the comparison was bound to surface between what happened to Anita Hill in 1991 with Clarence Thomas versus this business. I don't think there's been anything this hairy since 91, though. Has there? The Clarence Thomas thing and how nitty-gritty, that was just very embarrassing.
That was bad. This is pretty bad. It's all pretty bad. I think for the Supreme Court, obviously the big stories, at least in our lifetime, well, my lifetime, would be Borking.
Right.
It would be Bork. And obviously Clarence Thomas and Kavanaugh. I don't know if it's because I'm an older person. And when I was pretty young when the Anita Hill Clarence Thomas thing went on, although I remember it. Everybody remembers the Coke can. Mm-hmm. But this Kavanaugh one, oof, it's just, it got dirty. It got, the fact that we were arguing about what certain slang is for passing gas on a Senate confirmation panel.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's craziness.
All right. Another person who's in an embarrassing situation at the moment is Elon Musk. The SEC accusing him of securities fraud. It's a civil lawsuit. Charges him with lying or maybe recklessly misleading is a better phrase when he tweeted that he had funding secured to take the company private. The SEC set in motion a legal showdown with the stakes being whether he continues to hold control in Tesla or not. I don't understand why this is the government's business. So he is, okay, the funding has been secured. Is that supposed to affect the value of his company, the stock in the company, and that's why they're trying to take him down?
Well, they're saying he lied to investors, which is a serious offense. The SEC
lied how? By saying that funding was secured to take the company private?
What the lawsuit says is that it alleges that he had false and misleading statements made by Musk about taking the publicly traded company private. Yeah. It also claims he knew or was reckless in not knowing that his statements were false or misleading. Because remember, he came out and said, "I'm going to take everything private. That's it."
Yeah.
And
right.
So they're saying that was unfair.
What's wrong with that?
And reckless. He has got problems. Forget about this.
They're after him because he smokes pot.
No, he's breaking down. It's not just because he smokes pot.
Got too much going on.
He smokes pot with Joe Rogan. He's been tweeting late night about ambient tweeting. It's just, there's obviously something going on with Elon.
Well, he's one of these people.
He's a crazy genius.
Thank you. There it is, right there in a nutshell. He's kind of a crazy genius. And so do we punish people for that now?
I don't know if we punish people, but certainly you keep an eye on someone like him because I think it's very possible that he breaks down. I think it's almost everything I've read, it seems like it's leading in that direction. So I don't know.
So what does that mean, though? Why is that my business or your business?
It's not my business or your business, but if we own stock in his companies, then it might be our business.
Well, do you think he's the only guy that controls a company that is crazy?
I think he is the reason that people invest in his company. People are intrigued with Elon Musk. I think he matters a lot.
Not because the Tesla is a good car.
I think Tesla is a great car, but I think people buy into the faith and the vision of Elon Musk. I really do. It's not like when you go to Disney and you go, oh, well, Bob Iger's out. Disney's still going to be a great company, whatever it is. But with him, he's so much a part of who his brand is. I think people who buy stock, certainly it matters if he's thinking and functioning fully.
Hmm. Maybe I should go public with this program. If people believe in me, believe in you.
Yeah, we'll sell shares. Penny stocks are really good.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer. That's a heartwarming endorsement right there. Go to the penny stock market with your program. 21 after the hour, speaking of the program, this is the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sounds like a McCartney to me. 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horan, Doug Stephan, Kara Schillen, and Paul McCartney announcing he has written his first illustrated children's book. It's called Hey Grand Dude. I think about Miles calling me Grand Dude instead of Gramps.
Like
what do you think?
Huh? I think it's kind of cute.
McCartney co-wrote the children's book High in the Clouds back in 2005.
He wrote that during his teenage years, too, didn't he?
Say again, Jen?
He wrote that in his teenage years, too, didn't he?
2005 or
High in the Clouds?
Oh, yeah. Yes, late teenage, early 20s probably. Hey Grand Dude will be his first solo literary venture. Follows the adventures of a magical man named the Grand Dude and his four grandchildren, whom he calls Chillers. McCartney got the idea for the book from one of his eight grandchildren, who began to refer to him as Grand Dude. And then the nickname stuck. Isn't that cool? That's cute. He said, I wanted to write it for my grandparents everywhere, or for all grandparents everywhere, so it gives them something to read to the grandchildren at bedtime. Hey, Grand Dude, published September of next year, available for pre-order now. I think I'll order it. What do you think? Shall I order it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think I'll order it. It's a picture book. So he's got a book now. Madonna's done one of these. Dolly Parton's done one of these. David Bowie did one of them. Good. Hey, Grand. Hey, Grand. How should I say this? Hey, Grand Dude, or Hey, Grand Dude.
I'm going to go for the first one.
Hey, Grand Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sounds better, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hey, Grand Dude. Very nice. 26 past the hour. Paul Simon in the musical news this hour here on the DJV program. He's going to celebrate his birthday on SNL. Seems rather appropriate. He's been on there a lot. So this is the 13th of next month. Host Seth Meyers is going to be the host that night, who spent 13 seasons on SNL, make his return with Paul Simon. be Simon's 15th time on SNL, one of his first appearances since concluding his Homeward Bound, The Farewell Tour. He'll also be celebrating the birthday, 77 he is? I didn't know. SNL returns this Saturday night, 11:30, with the new episodes. All right, I would watch that. I'm not much of a fan anymore of SNL, but I'd watch that.
Yeah, why not? Quite,
I think Seth Meyers is okay. Mike challenges staying up, no matter what day it is. Okay, now let's celebrate the music of Jessica Ellen Cornish, shall we? Known professionally as Jessie J, singer from London, actually. She's got a Christmas album out called This Christmas Day. It's coming in October, actually on the 26th of October, remaking the classics like Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Silent Night. The album also includes collaborations including Winter Wonderland with Boys to Men, you like that, Jen Jen, and Christmas Song with Babyface. She said, I had so much fun recording this holiday album. I did it in 14 days around my summer tour, flying back and forth to L.A. from Europe. She said, I love Christmas music. Finally had the opportunity to record an album. I hope you enjoy the music with your loved ones and create magical memories at my favorite time of the year. So let's see the track list. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Man with a Bag, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at the Christmas Party. Off. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. How do you like my version of it? I could have my own album.
I think you should do a Christmas album. Dougie sings the hits.
Winter, winter. Doug sings the hits. Yeah. White Christmas, Silent Night. She also announced she's going to bring...
And a special bonus feature. I like Chinese.
I like Chinese. All right, anyway, she's going to kick off a tour in North America, San Francisco, starting Monday, wrapping up in L.A. on November 1st. So that's the Jessie J story, 28 after the hour. The one you'll remember, the best and the merriest
you ever did have. During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's Chief Medical Officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment, with our investment of more than $1.2 billion. With groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit lls.org. That's lls.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
To have a piece of your mind, you get a piece of our mind. Let me give you a piece of my mind. Peace of mind comes oftentimes from listening to this program. How do you do? The average, the above average, the below average, all welcome here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. The focus now on the police force in Acapulco. This week, they're all under investigation, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
You've been down there. Mexican authorities disarmed the entire police force this week. They're being investigated under suspicion that it's been infiltrated, the police force, by the criminal element in Mexico. Mexican military, along with state and federal law enforcement, raided the police headquarters, disarming 700 police officers, confiscating ammunition, bulletproof vests. They also arrested a couple of senior officers, accusing them of murder and homicide. This is a very popular vacation destination. A lot of Americans go down there still, do you think, or not?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Not as much, but I think it still happens.
Apparently, the homicide rate there last year is one of the highest in the world. It's not the first time this sort of thing has happened. In 2014, local police in more than a dozen smaller cities were disarmed. So what goes on? Is the drug trade, the trafficking, that prevalent that they take over and control entire police forces?
Yeah,
that's
actually
a question.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I know that there is a lot of corruption. And that's what the outcome of the presidential elections means something, because I think the last time around, and I don't know if
ours
it's not Peña Nieto. Theirs. If it's not Peña Nieto, I apologize. But I feel like I was told by someone the last time I was in Cabo that lives in Mexico, a Mexican citizen, that the party that was winning power in the presidential election and then in all the local governor races had deep connections to the corruption that's running through the country of Mexico. So there's a new president coming in, I think, at the end of the year. He'll be sworn in maybe beginning of next year. So that'll be interesting to see if everything is status quo, if things change, if it gets worse. I guess we'll know.
I thought that was what was supposed to happen the last time there was a new president. Things were going to all
get. But it didn't.
No, it didn't at all. If anything, it's worse.
Oh, yeah, all right, another. Definitely getting worse. It's because the corruption is linked into law enforcement. So who's in charge? Who's the good guy?
The guy with the cash.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's the lucky guy.
All right, here's the next thing for you. Churches in South Carolina offering parishioners the option to have gluten-free bread during communion.
This is a Vatican nut.
The Vatican says gluten is actually a necessary part of the sacred ritual. I guess I'm happy not to be Catholic because I have a problem with gluten. And so now there's a big debate.
There are plenty of religions who take communion and pass around the bread, right? So they want
But how many of them say that you can't use gluten-free bread?
Well, it's because they talk about unleavened bread or whatever. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but there is a specific kind. It's not like you can just go and get like a raisin bagel and pass that around your church. I mean, there's some kind of guideline, I think, for what it represents.
Well, there must be some company that's connected to the hoochie coo at the head of the Catholic Church, and that's how they, that's why.
I would normally be in on that story, but they've been doing communion for a very long time, so I don't know if there's like some big corporate dirty scam going on. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, but it would be unlikely because they've been doing it for a long time. So I just think it's funny that people can't for like 1 second. I guess their celiac disease is very serious.
3 million people have it. I got it.
I get it. But you know, one little bite.
I can't eat much of anything that has gluten in it anymore, and I look for pasta that's gluten-free. Breads that are gluten-free.
You should try the veggie pasta. Have you tried that yet?
I have. I like it.
The bird's eye pasta, it's frozen, and it's made from zucchini.
Really?
Oh, it's really good. It's good.
Bird's eye, I'll look for that then. Yeah.
It's in the frozen foods, and they have vegetable-backed pasta, but it's pretty tasty.
So, offering gluten-free wafers wasn't big on the agenda of conversation at your church. I know you go to church regularly.
And
does the priest?
I'm there right now.
Yeah.
No, I should go to church more. I do. Yeah, I should definitely go to church more. But this is not an issue at my church.
No.
That I've heard of. No, nobody's talking about this at all.
Really? So we should stop talking about it then.
Well, I don't know. When I heard this story, I got the idea that this wasn't the Catholic Church. I thought this was one of the Christian churches that used like the full big bread loaf.
Episcopalians, the Vatican's taken a position, but the first complaint came at an Episcopal service.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the Episcopal Church is pretty, it's the Church of England. It's kind of close to the Catholic liturgy and ceremony than are most of the other Protestant religion or Protestant sects, S-E-C-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a couple for you. In travel, actually, plane news. You may or may not have heard about this plane crash that took place overnight in Micronesia. Flotilla of small boats rescued all the passengers and crew from this flight that crashed into the sea. It was on its way to land at an airport in Micronesia, so it was close enough to the water, so the plane sunk. But everybody got out. That's, I guess, a happy ending to a story like that. Here's the story of a distraught mother who is going after an airline because a male flight attendant told her to stop breastfeeding. Kelly Payne feeding her one-year-old son Lex on this plane from London Gatwick to New York. She was left in tears, traveling with her husband, four other children. She was approached during takeoff by the male lead crew member who told her to stop breastfeeding and fasten her child into a seat. So is it about safety, or is it about not being exposed as you feed the child, one would wonder, and I don't know that I have an answer to
How
that.
How do you buckle a one-year-old child into a seat anyway?
Yeah. You do
They're
not.
They're squishy.
Yeah.
You
and
put them in.
You
need
the one thing that I,
on your lap.
Yeah, the one thing that I've heard, too, is a lot of the time when you have newborn babies, they have, you know, it's very painful for them when their ears pop when you're going up in the
air. It's
and
horrible.
One way
yes.
of avoiding that is by breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because they're focused on something else, and it's more comforting
Plus, they're
to
using their suction muscles, which,
yeah.
like, you chew gum, that's kind of
Yeah,
a
so
one,
I just,
right?
I don't know. It seems stupid. And for me, if I'm on a plane, anything that prevents a small child from crying and screaming the whole time. Yeah, let them do anything that stops that from happening. And breastfeeding is like one of the ways of doing that. So
Here,
I don't understand.
Suck on this.
I'll breastfeed if it makes your kid shut up.
No. So, but this shows you the cluelessness of people. The airline of this. Of course, this is going to go viral. People, everybody's got their iPhone, so they take, there's all kinds of pictures that's going on and audio of this altercation. The guy looked stupid. It was embarrassing for everybody. And so they had to apologize and give these people vouchers and stuff like
well,
that.
This is just another one of those cases where someone is so used to following the rules and just like going down a list of being like, well, everyone needs to be buckled in. This is the rule. So you go over and tell a one-year-old to be buckled in. When if you just use common sense, it doesn't make any sense.
All right, next thing is on Delta, a fashion brand founder, Delaney Eva Liu, claimed that the flight crew on this plane failed to properly assist her when she was sexually assaulted by a drunk guy sitting next to her.
Oh, boy.
She tweeted that during the flight from Chicago to Los Angeles, she was seated next to two men she didn't know. She fell asleep, woke up with a drunk guy putting his hands down her leg.
I've heard stories about this happening more and more on planes, especially from people who are taking a sleeping pill or something to knock them out on a plane, and they're waking up with someone's hands down their pants. That's so
there,
bizarre.
There are two pieces of information here that are really troubling. One of them is the sexual assault itself. And then when this lady made it clear to Delta that this had gone on and there were pictures of it, they came back by offering her a $200 voucher for her next flight. That was their that was their response.
She gave her a voucher for therapy.
Well, it just happens over and over again because these companies are so big. There was nobody, as she made it clear that these guys were inappropriate and Delta didn't do anything.
Wow.
So she's suing them for $1 million in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages. She'll get something out of them.
Should be easy enough to know who this guy is. She could probably take a civil claim against him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the airline knows who sits in every seat.
Right. Exactly. Good thinking, Jennifer. I'm glad I have you on my side. 44 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
As they say on Twitter, I-C-Y-M-I, in case you missed it. Amazon recently unveiled a handful of new devices across its Alexa, Echo, and Fire TV product lines. We're joined by Molly Waits. She's Amazon Devices PR Manager. Alexa, what's new there?
So much new with Alexa, like 14 new devices, so customers can get Alexa into their homes and on the go in so many new different ways. But let's start with our all-new Echo Dot. Echo Dot is the best-selling speaker ever, and the team has actually managed to make it better. It's been totally redesigned, so it's got this curvier shape to it, and it comes in three different fabric finishes, so it really suits any decor. And at $49.99, it's still super affordable and a great way to get Echo and Alexa into every room of your house.
Amazon.com/devices.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. How much screen time is too much for kids? Well, it depends on a child's age.
So the recommendations are really to minimize screen time in children before age 2. Between ages 2 and 5, we would recommend you keep the screen time 1 hour or less per day. And in children that are older than 5, we recommend trying to minimize a recreational or enjoyment-related screen time to 2 hours or less per day.
Dr. Angela Matke says 2 hours or less a day apply to teens as well. But the recommendations do not include educational-related screen time.
I would use the screen time as a reward.
Dr. Matke says, in limited amounts, the social aspect of screens can help teens feel connected. Too much screen time may interfere with sleep, increase the risk of depression, and increase the risk of obesity. Dr. Matke says the best way to help kids manage screen time is to be aware and communicate with them. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Love is a beautiful thing. It certainly is. I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but it just makes me thinking about love. 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 All right. I don't ask
okay?
me. Just, I'm just
love.
Just
love. Love.
Neither
love.
Of us have anything to say about love, I guess. Yeah.
The House has passed a resolution, Jennifer, condemning cities that allow non-citizens to vote. This is a non-binding resolution giving undocumented immigrants the right to vote, quote, diminishes the voting power of citizens. The vote was approved largely along party lines. 49 Democrats voted, though, and this is in the House. Other leaders denounced the measure, but it's become so political. It's not legally binding, but it does, it seems to me, set a tone. Look at Chicago, Cambridge, Massachusetts, another place where non-citizens are encouraged to vote in local elections. But the bill specifically calls out San Francisco, which has allowed undocumented immigrants to vote in local school board elections this year. How is this possible? How in the name of heaven does anybody who doesn't have their head up their shorts think this is okay? You know, we talk about the Russians interfering. We don't have to worry about the Russians interfering or the Chinese. We're letting people who have no business in a voting booth go vote.
Saying that they get to vote in local elections. No. Become a citizen.
No.
Do it the right way.
No.
I'm with you.
No. Thank you. I'm glad you're with me, Jennifer. 10 before the hour. Rather have you with me than not.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Seems like only last week. Oh, gee, it was last week when we had a visit from Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com, in which he gets to go through all of the things, the experiences that he has as he test drive cars all around the country and all around the world. And he actually gets paid to do that, folks. Can you imagine? I just do it for fun, much as anything else. But if somebody wanted to write me a check, if you need somebody to tag along with you, Nick, on some of these excursions, you might ask me. I'm a good driver. I'm a good conversationalist. I'm lots of fun to be around. And I love to put my, what is it, the pedal to the metal. So, let's take a trip somewhere together. So, speaking of trips, Elon Musk apparently is on a trip, literally and figuratively. But I don't understand, and I was talking about this actually earlier, how the SEC gets away with charging him with fraud. Is it just because he said, I'm going to take my company private, and that caused the stock price to go up? What really caused this focus?
It's the Securities and Exchange Commission. And so one of the biggest problems is when you say something about your business that isn't true, like the Doug Stephan radio program in the morning is going to triple its listeners by the end of the week, and we're going to have an extra million advertisers.
Yes, that's true. How'd you know that? Yeah. That's true.
If that's not true and everybody runs out and buys shares in your radio show because they heard this news from you, and then you don't materialize with those profits, that's the problem. And this is basically what he did. He said things that weren't the Securities and Exchange Commission believes weren't true, affecting the stock price. And he has a problem there because you can't manipulate your own stock price. But he has bigger problems on the horizon, two very big problems. The first one is the Securities and Exchange Commission never works single-handedly. They always work with the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice are the guys that can send you directly to jail. They have the authority to do that. And there is more things waiting. If you look at page 5 of the complaint against Elon Musk, it looks like other charges are brewing. And the second one is he has until the end of December to refund Tesla, the car company, because they're going to be out of money again. And if he fails to do that, I think it's going to be too late for Chapter 11. He's going to have to go straight to Chapter 7. So,
all right. So then what happens?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I just wonder what happens to all those people, those tens of thousands of people who bought those Teslas and kind of like them. What the heck happens to them?
Well, the car company will exist in some form or other. My thought is it will probably be absorbed by an Apple or a Google, and they'll take it over, and then they'll service those people. There's still a lot of equity in the name. People love the name, even though the business practices are a little bit suspicious. The business practices might get him into trouble, but people love Tesla. Those people that are the Tesla fans are, they're like Apple fans. You can never change their mind.
Yeah.
And so there is equity in the brand, but my feeling is, as it exists now, Tesla will not be the same company after the end of the year.
Really? All right. Well, would you think that would cause people to hold off buying a Tesla?
I think the cars will not change. The fact is they may not be making as many of them in the future. So if you want a Tesla that badly, you might want to buy one before the company isn't able to make any more. That might be the secret.
Hmm. All right. Now let's move on to the fate or the future of Cadillac. If I did know it, I didn't remember, instead of being headquartered in Detroit, where most of the car companies are, they moved to New York a while ago to sort of change they wanted to have more of a formal presence in the Big Apple, or what's the reason for them going, and why are they going back?
Well, let's face it, New York is quite considerably sexier than it is in Detroit. That they were wanting to be next to their luxury customers. They felt like it was the center of the luxury world, and it was much more fashionable. But what's happening is that they're basically relying on everybody in Detroit to do the work anyway, the people that are still in Detroit for the rest of GM. And so it was a move that everybody raised their eyebrows at American car companies are always centered in Detroit. And they do a good job, and they wanted to try something different. And as I suspected back when they did it, it didn't work as well. It was costing them a lot of money. So back to Detroit they go, and I think that's a good deal. I think Cadillac is a true blue blood American luxury brand, and it belongs in Detroit, and it's the right place for them.
Yes. Send him back to Detroit. It's not punishment. All right. Good job, Nick. As usual, thank you for being here. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.